This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The number of confirmed worldwide infections from the new coronavirus nears the 10 million mark. Right now, it's just beyond 9.3 million in statistics kept by Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The hardest hit country, the United States, has more than 2.3 million. The number of people who have died from COVID-19 nears 480,000. Approximately 122,000 of them are in the United States. According to the U.S. newspaper The Washington Post, seven U.S. states, Arizona, Arkansas, California, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas, have reported their highest number of COVID-19 hospitalizations since the start of the pandemic. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, predicts the global economy will suffer a deepening coronavirus recession through the rest of this year. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The International Monetary Fund predicts that the global economy will fall 4.9%, while the U.S. will slide 8%. The economists also predict rebounds, provided there isn't a severe second wave of the coronavirus pandemic. The forecasters say the world economy could expand 5.4% next year, while the U.S. could gain 4.5% in 2021. That's not enough to recover to the level before the pandemic hit. If there is another major outbreak early next year, then the IMF estimates that the global economy will shrink another 4.9%. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Latin America has emerged as the world's newest epicenter for the new coronavirus pandemic, surpassing 100,000 deaths. Brazil leads the region with more than 1.1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, including more than 52,000 deaths. The pandemic has reached such a crisis that a federal judge ordered the president